This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Smuggled pathogens. Chinese scholars charged in bioterror plot against U.S. agriculture.The U.S. Department of Justice revealed on June 3rd that 33-year-old Jiang Yunqing and her boyfriend, 34-year-old Liu Zhenyong, are accused of smuggling Fusarium graminearum, a dangerous fungal pathogen, into the U.S. with plans to study it at the University of Michigan Laboratory.
中国学者走私病原体被控策划针对美国农业的生物恐怖阴谋。美国司法部于6月3日披露，33岁的简云清与其男友34岁的刘尊勇被指控将一种危险的真菌病原体河谷镰刀菌走私入境美国，并计划在密西根大学的实验室对其进行研究。
According to prosecutors, the smuggled fungus, commonly associated with crop-destroying head blight, can have devastating effects on wheat, barley, maize, and rice. Not only does it inflict billions of dollars in global agricultural damage annually, but it also produces toxins that can cause vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive harm in humans and livestock.
据检方介绍，这种走私入境的真菌常与破坏庄稼的碎腐病相关，可对小麦、大麦、玉米和水稻造成毁灭性影响。它不仅每年在全球农业中造成数十亿美元的经济损失，还会产生毒素，对人类和牲畜造成呕吐、肝脏损伤以及生殖系统伤害。
The Department of Justice said in its statement, this pathogen is a potential agroterrorism weapon.
司法部在声明中表示，这种病原体是一种潜在的农业恐怖主义武器。
U.S. Attorney Jerome Gordon emphasized the gravity of the charges. The alleged actions of these Chinese nationals, including a loyal member of the Chinese Communist Party, are of the gravest national security concerns. He added that the suspects intended to use U.S. university facilities to further their scheme.
美国联邦检察官杰罗姆·格尔贡强调了指控的严重性，这些中国公民的所作所为，其中一人还是中国共产党的忠实成员，构成了最严重的国家安全威胁。他补充说，嫌疑人打算利用美国大学的研究设施推进他们的计划。
Court filings allege that Jiang, a PhD holder in plant pathology from Zhenjiang,University has strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and receives CCP-backed funding to study this very pathogen in China.
法庭文件称，拥有浙江大学植物病理学博士学位的简云清与中共关系密切，并曾获得中共资助，在中国境内专门研究这一病原体。
Her partner, Liu,who was caught with the biological sample in his luggage at Detroit Airport, initially denied knowing anything about it. But under FBI questioning, he changed his story, admitting, I knew bringing this stuff was restricted, so I hid the sample in my backpack. I just wanted to work with my girlfriend in the lab.
她的男友刘尊勇在底特律机场被查获时，行李中藏有该生物样本。他起初否认知情，但在联邦调查局讯问下改变了供词，承认说，我知道带这种东西是受限制的，所以我把样品藏在背包里。我只是想和我女朋友一起在实验室工作。
But investigators later uncovered WeChat messages, a popular blogging and social media app in China, from 2022, in which the couple discussed smuggling methods.One of Liu's texts read, I'll put them in my Martin boots, in a small bag, sealed, very small, to which Jiang responded with, good, just put them in your shoes.
但调查人员随后发现了这对情侣在2022年通过微信交流的消息，内容涉及走私手法， 其中刘尊勇的一条信息写道，我会把它们放进我的马丁靴里，用一个小袋子装着，密封，很小。简云清则回复称，好，就放你的鞋子里。
Adding to the investigation, Liu had been employed at a Chinese university working on the same pathogen and had previously collaborated with Jiang in a University of Michigan lab before returning to China in April 2024. On his phone, agents also found an article discussing how climate change might exacerbate the damage caused by Fusarium gramentarium, suggesting a premeditative motive.
进一步的调查显示，刘尊勇曾在中国一所大学任职，从事与该病原体相关的研究工作，并在2024年4月返回中国前，曾与简云清在密西根大学的实验室合作。调查人员还在刘尊勇的手机中发现了一篇文章，内容讨论了气候变化可能加剧河谷镰刀菌危害的潜在趋势。这一发现被认为暗示了他具有预谋的动机。
Former FBI Supervisory Special Agent Jason Pack underscored how dangerious this kind of bioterror could be to the American public. It doesn't take a time bomb to disrupt an economy. It takes a biological agent, like Fusarium graminearum, introduced into the wrong place at the wrong time. Pack also warned that if America's grain supply were to collapse,It could lead to empty shelves where bread, cereal, and even pet food used to be.
前联邦调查局高级特工杰森·帕克强调，这类生物恐怖对美国公众构成极大威胁。要破坏一个国家的经济，并不需要炸弹，只需在错误的时间、错误的地点引入一种像河谷镰刀菌这样的生物因子。帕克还警告说，如果美国的粮食供应体系崩溃，货架上将再也看不到面包、麦片，甚至宠物食品。
Michael Sobolik, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, expressed no surprise at the arrests. It's tragic, but this shows the CCP wants to kill Americans, he told Fox News Digital. They're waging a cold war. They want to be the world's top power.To make the world safe for their tyranny and unsafe for freedom.
哈德逊研究所高级研究员迈克尔·索伯里克在接受福克斯新闻数字频道采访时表示，对这起逮捕事件并不感到意外。索伯里克说，这令人痛心，但它说明中共确实想要害死美国人，他们正在发动一场冷战，他们的目标是成为世界头号强权。让这个世界适合他们的专制统治，对自由则不安全。
China expert Gordon Chiang also weighed in, arguing that the U.S. is underestimating the depth of the threat. We are going to get hit really hard, not just with COVID, not just with fentanyl, but perhaps with something worse, said Chiang. The only way to stop this is to sever relations with China.
中国问题专家张家敦也对此发表了看法，认为美国低估了这一威胁的严重性。他说，我们将遭受沉重打击，不只是新冠病毒，不只是芬太尼，可能还会有更严重的东西。张家敦表示，唯一能阻止这一切的方法就是切断与中共国的关系。
Forum is a spoken word show highlighting public affairs and social justice stories, interviews, and recordings from the regional and experiential communities that CJSF serves. Tune in Thursdays 4 to 5 p.m. to hear these fantastic stories from our community. Missed a show? Head on over to cjsf.ca or check us out on SoundCloud for podcasts of past episodes. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Matt Leon. And the song is called Siglo Hill. And it's from the album also titled Siglo Hill, which was released in 2018 in February. 听众朋友大家下午好，现在呢又到了我们加拿大音乐人发行的最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Leon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Siglo Hill。Introduce you a song from Sean Burns, and it's called I wish things were different. And it's from the album titled Songbirds and Lost Country, which was released in March 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Songbirds 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 I Wish Things Were Different。
Things were different, she said. After the hard rain had begun, back before another man.
Take this opportunity to thank you for spending your time and money tuning into us and our country music for all occasions. Country music of all persuasions. The music of and from Lost Country. Well, that just about does it for us here, though, folks. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our record. And if you like it, tell us about it. Until then, keep your chin up, and we'll see you down the path.Floors of the taverns, bars, and the honky tonks.
the song by Dan Motel, and it's called Scent of the Coast, which is from the album titled Lonesome for the Color, which was released in March 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Dan Motel 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Scent of the Coast， 希望你喜欢。
是那一个粗心的酒保？
is vocal nice by 蔡琴 and it's called 想你的时候 which means missing you. And the last song for today's music section of that trend show is a song called A Rosy Knife which is vocal by 许金纯。听众朋友，今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由许金纯演唱的《玫瑰人生》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，下个星期我们同一时间就在空中相会，祝大家周末愉快。And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
何换得起？这是多衷曲，这是多愁绪，为了偿还你，化作红颜的玫瑰，多刺且多情，开在荆棘里。